So you made your decision. You're going to optometry school. You have carefully prepared your applications and aced the OAT. Thanks, Kaplan. You also have a high GPA from a respectable local university, and your letters of recommendation are flawless. In fact, you have a couple extra ones that you couldn't even submit. You volunteered your weekends at a variety of clinics, participated in various university research projects, and even went on a week-long medical mission trip to Haiti. Oh, and that personal statement? You're trying to be humble about it, but it should definitely win a Pulitzer Prize. The only things that stand before you and becoming a doctor are 4 years of intensive education and a couple board exams. A doctor. You'll have a lot of money, a lot more than what you will know what to do with. Life will be easy. It will be all flowers and butterflies. You'll have a large house with a view and take multiple exotic vacations per year. Fine dining, jewelry, clothes, all included in this deal. At least, that is what society will tell you. Too bad society is wrong. First, you've got that giant looming student loan over your head. That's probably $200,000 and maybe even more. What's the interest on that loan? Close to 7%? Oh, and you forgot that some of the loans you took out began to accumulate interest while you were in school. Scholarships may help put a small dent in the debt, but it seems more and more insurmountable as your graduation comes around. Then, you find a place to settle down and practice. If you find yourself in a highly saturated city after graduation, it is almost certain that you will find employment hard to come by. And the harder the employment is to find, the lower your pay will be. Damn you, supply and demand. If you are out in the country, you find that patients do not really like to spend money, or that there just are not that many of them. Different things seem to pile up, contributing to a whittling of income compensation. Did we mention insurance reimbursement rates? They're at an all-time low. Vision insurance companies abuse the profession of optometry on a daily basis. $40 for an eye exam? We're not going to name names. Was going to school for this long really worth it? The medical model seems a bit promising, but you often find yourself jumping through a variety of hoops. Endless claims rejections, scope of practice, and competing ophthalmologists who are perceived to do a much better job than you do are just a few of these hoops. But if that's not enough, just remember that there are hundreds of thousands of individuals involved in a variety of disruptive technologies that are attempting to take you below the knees and reduce your profession to pure automation and mass market convenience. Online eye exams, refraction kiosks, online optical contacts lens suppliers, and even full eye examinations done remotely are all being developed. In fact, 5 to 10 years from when this book is published, they will likely be perfected. So yes, in addition to fellow optometrists, you will also be competing with freaking machines. Machines! Supply and demand is most definitely a cruel mistress. Those flowers and butterflies will look a lot like weeds and mosquitoes now, won't they? Wait, it gets better, right? The purpose of this bleak introduction was not to depress you, but rather to give you a reality check. Graduating from optometry school is only the beginning. The truth is, optometry is not what it used to be. The so-called optometric wishing well has dried up. Why? Well, three main factors are contributing to the ever-shrinking pot available for the eye care industry. 1. Decreasing reimbursement rates. Across the board, both vision and medical insurances are paying lower and lower amounts for optometric services and materials. What's even worse is that more individuals than ever are under these plans with increasingly low reimbursements. 2. Industry saturation. There are simply more optometrists than there used to be. A finite industry, unfortunately, and almost automatically translates to less income, on average, to each optometrist.